Oh, here we go.
Well, we're going to be jumping on the Good News cruise ship tomorrow, and you'll be...
I am jealous. I'm jumping on the plane to get back in time to teach my classes.
Oh, yes. We'll be in international water praying for you. And
Please pray for us.
And yes. We'll be thinking about you in the sunshine and the warm weather.
Yes.
Although, Ohio was like 4 degrees like a week ago. Mm. We went out at 5:30 this morning. It was 61.
Wow.
What? It was 71 in Orlando. I checked my app.
Right. Yes.
So it's, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Any, that's the weather. Any words of encouragement? I know you'll be talking this evening, but we're going to be talking about marriage, and
I know that's the thing I come back to again and again is obviously Emmaus Road, not just the road to Damascus, but the road that all of us are on. Is a road where we meet up with Christ but don't recognize him, and then we start hearing the scriptures that we thought we've heard all of our lives. Allow ourselves to really rediscover the power of the Word of God, what difference it makes to read scripture from the heart of the church, so that every Sunday you realize these readings aren't arbitrary. They're meant to inflame my heart. Mm-hmm. Did not our hearts burn? And then the spiritual recognition, the unveiling of Christ's resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's the only thing all of us must always do down through the ages until the end of time. Yeah. And to profess our faith that this is the resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, and that my son Jeremiah, Father Jeremiah, can, you know, a mortal man speak these words of consecration over earthly matter, and you think you have the power to confect what? The creator and redeemer of the universe? Yeah. I mean, this is beyond marvelous. This is like fantasy, except it's totally true. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so don't look for anything exotic, or don't look for novelties. Just get back to the most basic truth of our faith as Catholics, which is the Holy Eucharist, ever ancient, ever new. It doesn't get any better than that. You know?
Amen.
As you're talking about the road to Emmaus, I heard one guy say, you said that you think his companion was Luke.
Yeah.
I heard one guy say that he thought it might have been his wife.
Yeah.
So it's
possible. That's what a friend of mine, Tim, says. You know.
Yeah.
But Jesus addresses them in the Greek as they're both men.
Right.
Only Luke includes the story, and he includes such detail. How would he know their emotions? Scuthropoi. They're dejected?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And likewise, Luke speaks of how he and Paul went here and there in Acts from 16 all the way through chapter 28, but he never refers to himself. So when Gregory the Great, when St. Jerome, when St. Thomas say it's probably Luke, he appears to have been one of the 70 besides the 12, and only Luke tells us about Jesus appointing 70 more. I think, you know, there's a convergence of evidence that I've kind of resisted for many years that leads me to think it's probably St. Luke. And 2 Corinthians 8, I'll have people look that up and see that Paul doesn't even need to name, he doesn't even need to name Luke. Everyone who reads 2 Corinthians 8 apparently knows who this remarkable, faithful evangelizer is. And even Protestants would say, yeah, he's referring to St. Luke.
Yeah.
St. Luke wrote, I'm sorry.
Go. Yeah. We want to be mindful of your time. You can take all of ours.
The longest book of the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke. Mm-hmm. It's only 24 chapters, Matthew's 28. By word count, it's far longer than Matthew. Mm. The second longest book in the New Testament is the sequel, the book of Acts. Mm. And when you look at Luke and Acts, you realize that Paul wrote the most books. You know, 13, unless you think he wrote Hebrews like I do. And then it's 14, another show.
We'll be back.
You know, and so look at the 14 books, or even the 13 books that Paul wrote, and the 2 that Luke wrote, do the word count, total them up, over half the New Testament comes from this friendship.
Yes.
He calls Timothy and Titus his spiritual sons, but he refers to Luke as his beloved friend, the beloved physician. And it shows me what you guys are showing the Catholic world as the Rome boys, and that is the friendship between Paul and Luke ended up not only being productive in the first generation in a way that surpassed any other pair of disciples that were sent out. Even now, 2,000 years later, we spend more time, energy, and ink trying to, you know, expound and explain to people the writings of Paul as well as the writings of Luke. And I just think that also means friendship with your spouse, but friendship that goes beyond the immediate family. You know, in 3 John verse 15, the other word for the church is just simply friends. Friendship. That's where the Quakers got it. You know, the friends of God. And I think that is also something that is so absolutely essential and so absolutely rare, especially for men, to have strong bonds of friendship. Yesterday when we dedicated the building, all of these brothers in Christ and sisters as well, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Yes,
you know,
amen.
It's like the White Sox showing shoeless Joe Jackson. Bring us real full circle.
You said White Sox, and I said, whoa, be careful. That's what came to my mind, because this is an Astros fan.
Yes,
oh, yeah. I'm a Pirates fan.
Yes, it makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that you're here.
Thank you for your time and all you do for the Lord and His church.
As a convert, you know, I will say that, you know, with MP3s and all these things that were just coming out, and I was still putting cassettes even when I was converting. And so to be able to sit with you, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, as you mentioned in the airport, you know, on the way, that I am blown away and grateful that you're here, because your voice was in my ear all before my conversion and into that time. So,
who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, no kidding. Right? Yes.
I just heard an interview with Eric Clapton, because I'm a big guitar fan.
I play guitar,
and you know, they back in the '60s and '70s, the graffiti was Clapton as God, and they asked him, "What was it like?" He said, "It was really difficult." And he said, "Especially because I'm an egomaniac, you know, with an inferiority complex." I remember thinking, like, there it is.
Yes.
I'm not much, but I'm all I think about. You know?
Yeah.
So for God to use me, it's like He has pulled a prank on hell big time.
Yes. I was at a crux in my life, and just to share last point, and as you wrote in your book, Rome Sweet Home, as your friend is coming down the stairs and you say, "Where are you going?"
I just got chills.
So
he was going out to hang himself.
Yes. I'm not saying that that's where I was headed down those stairs, but I was not in the best moments of my life that I'm most proud of just before entering my conversion.
Yeah.
And so to hear you tell that story, and it chokes me up a bit, but to hear your voice here, it is constant converting. And I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
To hear you refer to Dave coming down the stairs to go hang himself the first time I'd seen him in 2 or 3 years reminds me, too, that, you know, Dave and I had gone to juvenile court on several occasions for sales, possession, breaking and entering, forgery, fraud, you know, and it goes on.
Yeah.
And that's what they caught us at. You know, and I have tried to communicate to him even to this day, pray for Dave.
Will do.
Because this faith is just so beyond our wildest dreams. If we just focus on this instead of the difficulties, you know, I can say to him and I can say to myself, this is what we were looking for in drugs and alcohol and music and everything else, you know, and you don't find it anywhere but here. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
I think our younger listeners got hung up when you said cassette.
So as I hear that, and to sit here and hear your voice as you say the repeat the words, that because I could hear your voice when I'm reading the book. So it's kind of like the voice of God in a sense, I just for whatever it's worth. Well, at that point I knew where I was headed, so into the church, that is.
Wow.
So it's great. Yes. Well,
no
thanks
back.
For yeah, no turning back.
Book.
completely committed.
Yes.
Oh yeah. But we can't thank you enough for your time.
Thank you,
Ron. Thank you for being
You're
here.
You're so welcome. What a joy.
This has been a lot of fun. We could do this for probably another couple more hours.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for tonight.
Okay. No. Here's my arm twisted.
Okay. Goodness.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of repeating things. Isn't there a kind of a ending that you have on your show?
We do. So
what is it, pray tell?
We just kind of end it with, in the meantime.
Be bold.
Be real.
Be Catholic.
God bless. Yeah. God bless.